The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Colley will push the ball off the floor for Kearney Catholic. Hits the trailer, so Golowski. Bailey tries to get it to Anderson. Anderson wins the battle for that, but missed another short one. Got her own rebound, packed up and in, and a foul.
Today, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Kearney as the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Ball up top to Heidel. Starts right, goes left, trying to find Guyfont. He's covered out top. Shoemaker for three. It's good, and we are tied with the first three of the game by either team. And a 9-0 run to end the half by Grand Island Central Catholic. And at halftime, we're all knotted up.
Kearney Catholic has been nearly untouchable in their first part of the season and brings an unblemished record in tonight's tussle with the Crusaders. Central Catholic is coming off a win in their holiday tournament and would love to put the first blemish on Kearney Catholic's record. It's the Crusaders and Stars coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic High School. Game two of tonight's Tri-City doubleheader. It's the boys, undefeated Kearney Catholic and perennial power Grand Island Central Catholic. Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our first game, as expected, the Kearney Catholic girls continue to roll 76-32. Four players in double figures, Allie Prasoski with 13, Bailey Sokolowski with 12, Theron Baum with 11, and Michaela Mestel with 10, as a total of 10 different players scored for the Stars. Kelsey Shield, Megan Krychek each had 8 for the Crusaders. Tonight, the Kearney Catholic boys try to carry things on, and they have had a very successful start to the season, and they have rarely been tested so far this year, even against some of the better teams on their schedule. They came off a big win against Wood River last night for Central Catholic, their first game since winning a couple at their holiday tournament. They have to play tomorrow night against Donovan Trumbull. But for the Grand Island Central Catholic boys, they have won 4 of their last 5, the only loss to Grand Island Northwest, who's 8-1. They've beaten Blue Hill, Holdridge Superior, and Fillmore Central. For Kearney Catholic, they also won their holiday tournament, obviously, beating North Platte, St. Pat's, and Amherst. St. Pat's and Elm Creek, ironically, the two teams that have played them closer than anybody so far this season. Nobody has scored more than 47 points against the Stars this year, and that was Elm Creek back in the middle of December, 56-47, the closest game of the year for Kearney Catholic. Grand Island Central Catholic, nothing different there. They scored in the 60s for the first time this season in their holiday tournament against a pair of one-win teams, but this is a team that wants to keep it down in the low 40s, especially this year where they don't have the depth and maybe as much of the scoring from their guards as they have had in Bill Gaver's tenure. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget, we've also got Kearney High basketball going on tonight as the boys have just tipped off on ESPN 1460 and FlatRiverPreps.com. And the girls' game, Lincoln Northeast, edged the Lady Cats 38-35. Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Grand Island Central Catholic, number 15 is a 5'11" junior, Phoenix Stevenson. Number 21, a 5'8" sophomore, Brady Brokaw. Number 31, a 5'8" sophomore, Harry Heidel. Number 35, 6'1" senior, Riley Shoemaker. And the big man in the middle, number 45, 6'4" sophomore, Johanna Guyfon. A longtime coach of the Crusaders is Bill Gabers, assisted by Rob Misek, Tino Martinez, Nick Stoddard, Jason Zelastny, and C.J. Killian. They are 6-4 on the season. They were ranked number 8 in the preseason top 10 in C1. The new rankings come out next week. For Kearney Catholic, number 1 is a 5'9" junior, Matt Moore. Number 10, 5'10" senior, Brian Hoosman. Number 20, 5'9" senior, Connor Strite. Number 24, 6'2" senior, David Squires. And number 30, 6'1" senior, Alex Lease. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. Kearney Catholic is a perfect 10-0 on the season and started the year ranked 6th in Class C1 in both the Lincoln Journal Star and Omaha World Herald. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, and we'll be back with more right after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
College football tonight. It is the AT&T Cotton Bowl between Texas A&M and Oklahoma. They're underway in the second quarter, just underway, A&M 7 and Oklahoma 3. You've been listening to the starting lineups, and you've been listening to the pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the opening tip between the Crusaders and Stars right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
You know Island Supply Welding for their wide selection of the biggest names in welding equipment. From complete systems to supplies to keep you working effectively and safely, Island Supply Welding makes it easy. Stop in at Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus. And be sure to check them out online for product information, reference charts, and current specials. IslandSupplyWelding.com, your round-the-clock authority. When you need it now, you need Island Supply Welding in Grand Island, Hastings, and Columbus.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, ready for boys basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and as always the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The Kearney Catholic Stars in their home white with green and gold trim. The traveling dark Columbia blue of Grand Island Central Catholic with the light blue trim. They'll move from right to left, Stars from left to right. Todd Rosno and crew are the officials from the Hastings-Roseland area for tonight's basketball contest. Glad you're along with us on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, as we're ready for boys basketball, what's turned into be a pretty good traditional rivalry. As we said, this doubleheader has been moved up a couple of weeks in the season. This used to be the night the Stars played Donovan Trumbull, but with some new teams coming on to both schedules, they're able to move this up and play here tonight. And the opening tip controlled by Riley Shoemaker, and Grand Island Central Catholic will have the ball. Against the man-to-man, Squires is guarding Guy Fawn down the low post. That is going to be a big-time matchup tonight. First shot of the game, though, is going to be a three-pointer out of the wing. No good by Hideout. And Matt Moore will pull down the rebound for Kearney Catholic off the miss. Man-to-man defense also by Grand Island Central Catholic. Lease guarded out there by Stevenson. Gets it to Matt Moore. Into the corner. Ball fake on the three. Driving and kicking it out one more time. Into the hands of Hoosman. Nothing there. Out to Squires, who's guarded by Guy Fawn at the other end. And Johanna maybe hasn't guarded a post that's going to shoot the three as much as Squires will. Good defense here. Stars have to reset. High post to Squires. Looks for the cutter. It's covered. Lease comes around. He'll hand it to Alex. Can't get the three away. Drives and kicks it to Moore. Matt for three. It's too strong. And the ball tipped into the corner. Going to be saved there by Heidelt, but throws it into the middle of the court, and it's taken away for a bucket by Alex Lease. So one of those where he kind of had to throw it up for grabs or he was going to step out of bounds, and the Stars, after a long possession, able to get the first points of the game, 2-0. Alex Lease guarding Stevenson across the timeline, makes him pick his dribble up, trying to find Shoemaker. He'll come out and take it with Hoosman on him. Tight man-to-man defense. Guy Fawn and Squires really battling. They get it down to Johanna. He leans and scores. Guy Fawn with the bucket to tie the game at 2 apiece. Into the front court. Here come the Stars. Quick dribble penetration. Connor Strite leaves it underneath for Hoosman, and we've got a foul called. Our first of the game. And it goes on Johanna Guy Fawn. They cannot afford to have the big man in foul trouble. There's just not a lot there to come in and help him out. On the inbounds pass, the Stars go opposite corner to Strite. Gives it to Lease. The baseline cut off. Kicks it out to Squires. Squares up from a long way. Doesn't take it. Gives it to Lease. His three-pointer over everything. But Matt Moore, all by himself, missed the bunny. It is tipped out into the hands of Hoosman. He'll give it off to Strite. And back to Hoosman. His jumper is no good. And the rebound brought down by Riley. No, excuse me, by Phoenix Stevenson. And into the front court comes Shoemaker with a basketball. Riley, outstanding athlete at everything he does for the Crusaders. He'll get rid of it on the right side to Heidel. Try to lob it to Guy Fawn, hand to throw him. Squires with the steal. David will clear it out to Matt Moore, who brings it across the timeline. Right side, stutter dribble. Doesn't go anywhere, keeps the dribble, and now dumps it into the corner to Hoosman. 2-2, 2.5 minutes into the game. Skip pass all the way to the left wing to Lease. Lease off the dribble is going to get a hand check foul called on his defender, Phoenix Stevenson. That'll be the first foul on Stevenson, the second on the Crusaders. And checking in, John Rowheeder. And also coming in is the tallest man on the team, Trevor Holen, a 6'6 senior. And Guy Fawn is going to get a breather. So it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball here. And on the left wing with it will be Hoosman down to the low block to Connor Strite. He got dumped underneath too far, blocked out of there by Holen. Grabs it back up top, Lease for three. It's good. Alex with the first two buckets of the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. And they lead it by a score of 5-2. 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Up the floor with the Crusaders right side, Stevenson. A lot of hands in the ball game, a lot of hand checks, a lot of hands on. The officials have to be very conscious of that. And they're used to seeing it by now. Over on the left wing with it, Rowheeder. Brings it to the elbow, stop, nearly walk to the high post. Coach Donnelly's wanted the walk. Shoemaker's jumping from the free throw line, no good. Rebound, Squires. Quick out pass to Connor Strite into the front court, nowhere to go. Kicks it to Moore, left hand corner. Matt back up top, Squires, long three from the hip, it's no good. Rebound is loose and picked up by Connor Strite. And we have got a whistle and a walk called on Kearney Catholic, their first turnover. Multiple substitutions now. Blake Holtmeyer, Derek Jackson, and the Stars' big man, Isaac Richter, 6'6 senior, will come in. So Richter and Holen now with a little different look against each other at the post position. as Kearney Catholic will put on full court man-to-man pressure here. Central Catholic will get it into Riley Shoemaker, try to clear it out for him. He needs some help, though. Gets it off to Stevenson, who pushes it across the timeline. Alex Lees with a reach-in foul out at midcourt. That'll be the first foul on the Stars. Earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls, no problem, 76-32. Lincoln Northeast beat Kearney High, 38-35. The boys' game currently is on ESPN, 14-60. Stevenson to throw it in. Out towards midcourt to Rowieder. Rowieder draws the double team. His pass knocked away by Hoosman. Picked up by Holtmeyer. Here come the Stars. They don't have numbers. Kick it to Lees. And they'll get it back up top. Jackson, left wing. Here comes Hoosman. Jump pass back out to Jackson. Finds a seam. Baseline jumper from 10 is over everything. And the backside rebound grabbed by Grand Island Central Catholic. Up the floor with it, Riley Shoemaker. His first board of the basketball game. 5-2 Stars midway through the first quarter. Definitely a Crusaders type of pace here. Shoemaker picks his dribble up. Tries to find Brokaw. He picks his dribble up. Oh, and he dribbled it again. They let him do it. Now they foul him, and he goes in and scores from the free throw line. Don Lees can't be happy about that. That sure looked like a double dribble. And instead of a turnover, a chance for a three-point play here for the Crusaders. Brady Brokaw. The foul called on Kearney Catholic's number 11, Blake Holtmeyer, is first. And the free throw by Brokaw is on the way, and it is good. And we are tied 5-5, 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. So Alex Lees will walk the ball up the floor here for the Stars. In no hurry to push the pressure or push the pace here. As they get it to Jackson on the right wing, skip pass, tipped and out of bounds. Right on top of that was Brady Brokaw. Now Matt Moore will re-enter the game for Kearney Catholic. Tomorrow, the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals are right here on Classic Hits, beginning at approximately 4:30. And on Tuesday, our next basketball, Ravenna at Minden, scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock. Next Thursday, Kearney Catholic at St. Paul will be here on Classic Hits, and on ESPN, Omaha Benson will be at Kearney next Thursday. Here's Lees driving into the double team up to Moore. Richter's going to shoot a three. I don't think that's the shot you want. It's missed. The offensive rebound pulled down by Blake Holtmeyer. Kearney Catholic 1-5 from downtown, and Holtmeyer called for the walk. GICC style giving Kearney Catholic problems here in this ballgame so far. We've played 5 minutes, and it's 5-5. Grand Island Central Catholic. Of course, if Kearney Catholic beat a team maybe, but specifically the Stars, if they can score so they can put the press on, that's how things get going in a hurry. And you don't score, you can't put that extra pressure on. With it is John Rowieder. Back up top to Stevenson, staying outside the perimeter here. Coach Gavers on his feet, making some moves. Shoemaker in the corner for the three. It's off the mark, no good. It goes out of bounds, and a foul going to be called over the back on Grand Island Central Catholic's big man, Trevor Holland. That'll be the first on Holland and the third on the Crusaders. Connor Streit and David Squires re-enter the ball game here for Kearney Catholic. College football going on tonight. The Cotton Bowl down at Jerry World. Oklahoma has kicked another field goal. It's A&M 7 and Oklahoma 6, 10 minutes to go in the first half. Here, Matt Moore off the screen, dumps it into the corner to Holtmeyer. Back up top of the key to Squires, to Moore. Squires for three, and it's good. David Squires from the left side of the key hits his first bucket of the ball game. 8-5 Kearney Catholic, 2:10 to go first quarter. Stutter dribble in the backcourt. They're trying to find a way to trap Phoenix Stevenson, and they get him to walk with the basketball. Fourth turnover for the Crusaders. Seeing some different things, though, from the Stars here tonight that you don't normally see. They actually had Isaac Richter trying to be the second man on the trap there. Into the ballgame, Jackson Buck for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Heidelk is back in. Holland stays in. So does Shoemaker and Brokaw. Five on the floor for the Crusaders. Kearney Catholic has the ball with 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Moore to the top of the circle, swings it to Holtmeyer. Quick reversal over to Connor Streit. He's open, tries to drive on Buck. Gets to the free throw line, back out to Squires with the pass. David looks, gives it to Holtmeyer on the weak side, dumps it into the corner. Connor for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Holtmeyer. His putback rolls off, and he's fouled. Holtmeyer will go to the line to shoot the first free throws of the evening for Kearney Catholic. The foul will be on Harry Heidel. That'll be his first. And Blake Holtmeyer, the junior, will look for his first point of the basketball game. And the lefty squares it up and scores. 9-5, Kearney Catholic. Again, a big thank you, as always, to the many fine sponsors, Kearney and Grand Island area and throughout central Nebraska. Second free throw now by Holtmeyer. On the way, the flick of the wrist, and it's good. So Holtmeyer hits them both. Stars with five in a row to take a 10-5 lead. Full court pressure on. Picking his dribble up, Heidel gets it to Shoemaker. Up ahead, Richter grabs the underthrown pass intended for Holland, and the Stars come the other way. Moore cut off there by Brokaw and has to kick it out to Connor Streit, and they call him for a travel, saying that he took off without putting the ball on the floor. 1:22 to go here, first quarter, 10-5, Kearney Catholic leading Central Catholic. Grand Island will throw it into the backcourt. Riley Shoemaker looking for his first points of the ball game. And Guyfon's been on the bench for about 5 minutes here. Coach Gaber's going with a different lineup. Back between the circles, it's Brokaw. Over on the right wing, to Heidel, to Shoemaker at the high post. Then just quickly moving the ball, trying to get somebody open off the screen. A minute to go in the quarter. And Brokaw trapped on the right wing. They got him double-teamed. He's right in front of the student section and stepped out. And Coach Bill Gavers, who may have invented that trap defense, knows what it's like. You can't get into it. Each team will sub Hoosman in for the Stars and Rowieter for the Crusaders. Richter coming out as his Buck. That's Jackson Buck, not Buck Mahoney, who's also here tonight. You'll be able to read about the games in tomorrow's Hub, probably even tonight online. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Stars basketball. Thinking about it, Holtmeyer to Squires. Open three again. That time it's off the mark, a little strong. Ball bounces into the corner. Nobody can grab it. And the official's going to discuss whose ball it is. There, it's Central Catholic's. And yes, it is. Don't forget all of our action available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And right after the game, you can also listen to it on the podcast. No charge. Just check it out on our podcast, any of our sporting events at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And a timeout called by Coach Bill Gavers. He was worried about a 10-second count here. With 31 seconds to go in the first quarter of play, it's 10-5, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
On the top of the hill, they're through one. It's Kearney High 19, Lincoln Northeast 14. Bearcats lead it by 5 at the end of one, and you can hear that on ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here we have 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. GICC has the ball. Kearney Catholic has a 10-5 lead. And Coach Gavers will have a play drawn up to try and make the last bucket of this first quarter. Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. And Stevenson, one dribble. They just let him stand there, trying to cover everybody else. 15 seconds, but he has used his dribble, and now gets rid of it to Heidel. 12 seconds, still out at midcourt. Stevenson trying to get around Holtmeyer, dumps it into the right-hand corner, looking for Shoemaker down low. It's not there. The ball's loose. Picked up by Brokaw, kicks it to the baseline. Shoemaker takes it up, and he's fouled with 1 second to go. When the ball got lost, Kearney Catholic started going the other way, and that gave Central Catholic numbers. And the foul's on David Squires, his first, and at the line to shoot two will be Riley Shoemaker, looking for his first point of the ball game. Crusaders only 5 points here in the quarter. And the free throw on the way, and it's bouncing around, no good. Jackson Buck is in. Somewhere between the foul and the free throw, we lost a tenth of a second on the clock, down to .9. Second free throw now for Shoemaker. On the way, and it's no good. Squires gets the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. It is Kearney Catholic 10, Grand Island Central Catholic 5, and we're back in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Grand Island Central Catholic with 5 points and had the double dribble been called, they might have only got two because they scored a three-point play the old-fashioned way after the non-call. Central Catholic 6 turnovers, Kearney Catholic 3 rebounds, 8 for the Stars, 3 for the Crusaders. 0-2 from three-point land for CC. For Kearney Catholic, they're 2-8. Alex Lee's 5 points, and the Stars will get the ball to start the second quarter of play. Original starters back in there, including Guy Fawn for Grand Island Central Catholic, who didn't play much in that first quarter and had one foul. Central Catholic staying in a man-to-man defense. Squires outside the key on the right side. Guy Fawn on him. Gives it to Moore, who quickly gets rid of it to Alex Lees. He's being guarded, drives the baseline into the double team, cut off by Stevenson, and his bounce pass is tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it from the right baseline to the left corner to Connor Strike. And to throw it in Lees, out to Strite. Open, didn't take the three, dribbles it into pressure, gets it back out to Hoosman, pulls up from 16, it's too strong. Shoemaker gets his second rebound. And Riley will walk it up the floor, across the timeline, left side, finds stay out of that double team and gives it off to Stevenson. Phoenix, as the Stars are really extending their defense here. Matt Moore is covering Johan Guyfon, and they don't get the ball to him, and it's stolen away. 7th turnover. You got 5'9 more on Guyfon in a mismatch, and they didn't see it. And at the other end, Alex Lees draws the contact, makes the circus shot, and Bill Gavers is hot. He doesn't like that at all. He got way down on a baseline and has given the official an earful. And a chance for a three-point play here for Alex Lees. And the foul called on Harry Heidel. Free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Riley Shoemaker. 12-5, Kearney Catholic. They've scored 7 in a row. And up the floor with it is Phoenix Stevenson. Over to Shoemaker. Open. He's got a little 2-on-1 with Guyfon, so he gives it to Johanna, and he powers his way up and in. The big man just knows and has gotten so much better just as a sophomore how to handle himself down there on the low block because he knows he's going to have guys hanging on him. 12-7 Stars as they spread the floor even more. Into the corner, Squires, deep left-hand corner. One dribble bounce pass back out top to Moore. Skip it over to the right side to Connor Strite. 1-on-1, fires to 3, and it's short. And boxing him out is Heidel. He'll get the rebound. Here comes Central Catholic, 3-on-4. Out of the wing, Stevenson. Down to Guyfon again. Blocked from behind. Squires out of bounds. Looked like Johanna was going to have another layup, and Squires got it punched out of there. Blake Holtmeyer re-enters, and Connor Strite checks out here for the Stars. And it will be Stevenson inbounded underneath his own hoop for Grand Island Central Catholic. Throws it off the back. It's lost, and Kearney Catholic comes up with a steal, trying to get it to Shoemaker. Hoosman finds the trailer Moore. Matt on the left side tries to go to Holtmeyer. Great leaping catch in the paint. Puts it up with the left hand and scores. Holtmeyer, great catch, and finds a way to score. 14-7 Stars. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Heidel brings it across the timeline, working against the double team. Now stops. Needs some help. Finally just throws it up. The ball's tipped and stolen away. Squires came up with a loose ball. I think it was Holtmeyer that got a hand on it. Moore, right side of the key. A bucket here might force a Crusader timeout. Squires makes Guyfon come out. Now drives and goes baseline. Back out Moore, right side of the key. Pops it into the corner to Squires, trying to run Guyfon all over that arc. Now they'll settle it down, and Alex Lease will dribble out top of the circle towards the right. Gets to Holtmeyer in the corner, isolate it one-on-one. Back up top, Squires. Trying to rub someone off the screen. Now Lease for three, but it's too strong. Moore's there for the offensive rebound. Reverse layup, no good. Holtmeyer tries to grab it, and does. Third chance out to Lease for the three, and it's no good. Finally grabbed by the Crusaders. Brady Brokaw, his first rebound. Stars getting many more second-chance opportunities than the Central Catholic Crusaders. Defense all over the place. Stevenson trying to take Lease down low. Gets it to Guyfon. Guyfon has the bucket up and in. 6 points now for Johanna. And it's 14-9, Kearney Catholic. 4:40 to go here in the first half. The Venice Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. First half stats. Recap of the girls' game. We'll talk with Stars coach Rick Petrie. 76-32 their win tonight. Driving in, Hoosman kicks out in the corner for a three-pointer. Moore. No good, and a man down. We've got an injured player. Let's take a timeout. We'll be right back.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
All right, everything's back to normal for the moment. It is Grant out on Central Catholic ball. Injured player able to, Phoenix Stevenson might have bonked his head on the floor. They've got him set on the bench, but no one really attending to him. And now a three-pointer by Grant out on Central Catholic is forced up, no good. Long rebound comes out to Matt Moore. Off the miss by Jackson Buck. Collision at the other end as Guyfon went for the steal. Loose ball picked up by Hoosman. 4 minutes to go, first half, and it's only 14-9. Kearney Catholic leading Grant out on Central Catholic. Driving the baseline, Hoosman draws the double team out to Richter at the free throw line. Can't get the shot away. Now Richter off a couple of picks, and he'll land up and in. Hoosman with the assist. Isaac Richter with his first bucket. 16-9 Stars. Guyfon now, he starts to drill it up the floor. If he can do that, which we've seen him do it, that's going to get some open guards down the floor, but they just didn't finish the attack. Shoemaker working on Hoosman. Stops the right elbow with his dribble. Skips it over to the left wing to Heidel. Guarded up there by Derek Jackson. Guyfon and Richter leaning on each other. 5 second count on, just getting rid of it to Brokaw. Brady guarded by Moore. Both teams man to man. Brokaw brings it all the way out to midcourt, trying to spread the floor, get the big fella open. 5 second count on. Brokaw almost lost the handle. Regathers the basketball and gives it off to Heidel. He gets it to Buck, or is that Rowweeder, excuse me, Rowweeder. Down to Guyfon. Guyfon, double team, and he's fouled. And Johanna Guyfon will make his first trip to the free throw line. They're going to call the foul on Isaac Richter. That'll be his first. But again, somehow, a couple of times, Matt Moore's ended up on Guyfon, and Crusaders are trying to find a way to get it to him when that happens. Johanna to shoot a couple of free throws. He's not too bad from the line for a big fella. And the first free throw is off the back of the iron, though, and too strong. Alex Lease, Connor Streit re-enter the ball game here for the Stars. David Squires still on the bench. Holtmeyer and Moore will check out. So, Hoosman, Derek Jackson, Richter, Lease, and Streit on the floor for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now for Johanna Guyfon is on the way. It's too strong, and the rebound brought down by Hoosman. Guyfon out there along with Brokaw, Rowweeder, Shoemaker, and Heidel for Grand Island Central Catholic. 16-9 Stars on pace for their lowest scoring first half of the year. On the left elbow with it is Streit. Swings it back over to Hoosman. Gets into the paint, gives it to Richter. Deep left-hand corner, bounce pass. Lease is there. He turns the left-hand dribble and scores. On the assist from Richter, at Alex Lease now with a game-high 9 points, 18-9 Stars. Just keep working. If you don't turn it over, eventually both teams have been able to get a look, but some long possessions, and that clock just continues to tick here in this quick first half. Kearney High has now pulled away 30-15, middle of the second quarter against Lincoln Northeast. And back here, Johanna Guyfon drives to the top of the circle, and he's going to be called for a walk, which probably negated what would have been a charge. And Guyfon going to check out, and Trevor Holland is going to check back into the ballgame. That is the 10th turnover for the Crusaders compared to 3 for Kearney Catholic, and those were all in the first quarter. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Kearney Catholic 18, Grand Island Central Catholic 9. With it on the right wing is Hoosman. Skip pass to Squires. Open 3, fires, it's short. Rebound yanked down by Phoenix Stevenson. Stars are just 2 of 13 from beyond the arc here in the ballgame, not allowing them to pull away even farther. And here Central Catholic turns it over. Hoosman with it, 3-on-1 to strike. Connor tries to draw the contact, no whistle. Missed the layup, but Hoosman is there for the follow. Strike tried harder to get fouled than he did to make the bucket, and he didn't get either. But Hoosman was there to follow it back, and it's 20-9. 1:20 to go here in the first half. Shoemaker with it. So Kearney Catholic giving Grand Island Central Catholic a dose of their own medicine. Another steal. Try the entry pass. It's picked off by Jackson. Pull-up jumper on the baseline, and Derek scores. And this will be a backbreaker for Grand Island Central Catholic. They were hanging in there, even though they're not scoring. They are hanging in there, but now back-to-back buckets on turnovers, and the lead is 13. Jumper at the other end is in for Central Catholic's Brady Brokaw. Hits the 14-footer. He's got 5 of their 11 points. The other 6 are Guyfon. 45 seconds to go here before halftime. The Stars look like they're content to hold for the last shot, leading 22-11. Alex Lease just dribbling out around midcourt. Stevenson walks out, then comes back. Coach Gaber says, fine. 25 seconds to go. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. High school basketball updates. College football. Talk to Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. 15 seconds. They put the play in motion. Lease to Squires on the left wing. Out top, Jackson. Jackson drives to the lane and picked up his pivot foot. He looked to kick it to Connor Streit, and that's the first turnover of the quarter. And back in John Rowweeder as the Crusaders have 6.5 seconds here. And also trying to get in there is Brett Weens. Kearney Catholic wants to bring Matt Moore back in, so it's a chess match here for this final possession. And for Grand Island Central Catholic, they left Heidelk in there. He's the one with 2 fouls. 6.6 to go here. 3/4 of the court to cover for GICC. They'll lob it in the backcourt to Shoemaker. Guarded by Squires. Trying to trap him. He's around it. 3-2 into the right-hand corner. Off-balance 3 is well off the mark by John Rowweeder. And we are at halftime. It's a defensive battle, but the hometown undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars leading the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders 22-11. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming your way next here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium here at Kearney Catholic. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. No matter what the sport is, no matter what the season is, we're glad to be with you here as the Lucky Stars performing at halftime of our boys' game, Kearney Catholic 22 and Grand Island Central Catholic 11. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local pages. College football, Texas A&M has scored. 5:20 to go in the first half. The Aggies 14, Oklahoma 6 in the Cotton Bowl. Up on the hill, Kearney High leading Lincoln Northeast late in the second quarter of the boys' game. It was 30-15 midway through the second quarter. We'll get you a halftime score in a moment. Earlier tonight, the Lincoln Northeast girls rallied for a 38-35 win over Kearney High. And here on Classic Hits, Kearney Catholic girls were out of the gate 19-2. It was 12-0 2 minutes into the ball game, and they cruised to a 76-32 victory. 10 players scored, 4 in double figures between 10 and 13 points. So balanced all the way, and Coach Rick Petrie joins us here on our halftime report. And, Coach, the 8th consecutive game that your girls have scored 70 or more points.
Hard to believe, actually. That's, you know.
There's decades that probably
that's
hasn't
right.
happened.
That's right. There's seasons where we never score above 60, I think. So it's been a pleasure so far.
A couple things I thought I noticed. Of course, the girls got to play last night, so they played this holiday tournament. There hasn't been a long layoff or anything like that, but it looks like they know from the opening tip that there's blood in the water. They want to come out and get things going immediately like they did again tonight.
Yeah, we really try to emphasize getting off to good starts, maybe getting the bucket off the opening tip and then kind of going from there. Hopefully we can turn them over a little bit on our press and take advantage of that. So, but, you know, they're pretty intense when we start the game.
Grand Island Central Catholic, we talked about this before the game. They're a different style. I know they're 3-7 this year, but they play a different style of basketball, and I don't know if they're being as successful with it this year as Andy would like them to be. But I thought I saw for the first time this year maybe a little lapse from the girls. They went on a 7-0 run there in the first quarter, and after a while, I mean, I've been talking about it. It's hard to be intense 32 minutes for the first 12 games. You used a couple of timeouts. So what did you think went on in the game?
Well, we got into a couple stretches where we didn't do a very good job of recognizing what defense they were in. You know, they were in a 1-3-1, and they liked to trap the corners. And three straight times we threw it in the corner and got trapped and turned it over. And, you know, those are things that going forward we have to do a better job of recognition of what the teams what other teams are trying to do to us and take advantage of it. I mean, if we get to the high post and we're able to do, you know, what we want to do with it rather than keep skipping it to the corner.
It's easy to keep talking about the offense, but it's obvious that the reason the points are there is because of the defense. You forced 30 turnovers tonight. That has been a constant of 20 or more against, I think, every opponent you've played this year.
Yeah, I think so. We've done a good job defensively, and that translates a lot of times into a lot of easy buckets. The kids really do a good job of running the floor. Even our big post players, Theron runs the floor really well, and so is Megan. And, you know, when they're on the receiving pass from Michaela Alley, you know, a lot of times that translates into easy layups.
Brooke Muse is looking for more playing time, right? Got some good shots up with some hands in her face.
You know, Brooks, she's a senior who's really worked hard over the years and improved her skills, and, you know, she's done an excellent job. She's a great practice player, and she did a really nice job of back cutting a couple times, making a couple baskets, and, you know, it's nice to see her have that success.
Your top 6, 7, 8 have been healthy. You are starting to have a couple of kids drop off, and McKenna Butler got hurt tonight in the JV game, and it looks like she'll be done for the year.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, she broke her collarbone, and it's she'll have to probably go in and have a little surgery on it and pin it up. And, you know, unfortunately, the healing process on that is, you know, 6, 8 weeks, so she's probably done for the year.
Well, we're getting closer. Everybody's waiting for this big stretch.
I know. We're getting down to it.
You're on the road twice next week at St. Paul, at Hastings, St. Cecilia. You can start talking about some of those teams with better records, but nonetheless, you're going to be on the road twice in 3 days next week.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, the biggest thing is we have to do a good job of playing our basketball. You know, first we got to get the – we can't overlook St. Paul. And then – you know, hopefully we'll be healthy and ready for the game against St. Cecilia.
All right. We'll have them both here on Classic Hits. Congratulations on the win, and now 12-0.
Thanks, Doug.
Rick Petrie, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. They win it tonight 76-32. Allie Prasoski led them with 13 points all in the first half. 22-11, Kearney Catholic leading Grand Isle Central Catholic halftime of the boys' game. We'll give you the numbers in a minute.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at your first half numbers. It won't take too long. Grand Island Central Catholic only had two players score. Brady Brokaw, 5 points and a rebound. Johanna Guyfon, 6 points. Riley Shoemaker, 4 rebounds. Harry Heidelk, 3 rebounds. Phoenix Stevenson, 2 rebounds. Trevor Holland had a blocked shot. Central Catholic could be helping themselves at the line. They're just 1 of 5. 11 points, 10 rebounds, 1 of 5 at the line, 0 of 3 from 3-point land, 1 block, 12 turnovers for the Crusaders. Heidelk has 2 fouls. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, 4 rebounds. Brian Hoosman, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 4 points and 3 rebounds. 2 points for Derek Jackson. Connor Stripe, 1 rebound. David Squires has hit a 3-point bucket for his total. He has 2 rebounds and a block. Isaac Richter, 2 points, and Alex Lees has a game-high 9 points. The Stars have 22 points, 13 rebounds. They're 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 2 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block, 4 turnovers, and foul situation, nobody with more than one. 10-0, Kearney Catholic leading 6-4, Grand Island Central Catholic at the half, 22-11. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Second half is next.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Niccolo looking, they finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal, bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer, 4 seconds. To Ernst, letter to Niccolo, is that good?
Cremosa, another three, in and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Don't forget, tomorrow here on Classic Hits, it's live coverage of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals beginning at approximately 4:30. On Tuesday, basketball, Ravenna at Minden. Thursday, Kearney Catholic at St. Paul. And Grand Island Central Catholic will get the ball to start the second half. The NFL playoffs tomorrow, a doubleheader here on ESPN Radio, starting with the pregame at 3. So Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball. Stars in a man-to-man, spreading the floor. Shoemaker at the top of the circle. Squires and Guyfon, a good battle going down there, trying to screen him away every time. Up top with it is Heidelk. Starting 5 in there, it looks like, for both teams. Heidelk tries to drop it inside. Shoemaker, a good one-hand catch, but can't finish. And Matt Moore will have his fifth rebound. Up ahead to Connor Strite, one on five. He decides to take it in, and he's going to get tripped. And that's the third foul on Heidelk. He's the only player with multiple fouls in this game, and that will be his third. And let's see what Coach Gavers does. He immediately goes to the bench. But the Stars already have the ball, so they'll lob it in. Open three, Connor Strite. No good. Stars are not comfortable shooting the ball tonight. And the rebound brought down by Phoenix Stevenson. Into the front court they come. Phoenix between the circles, guarded by Lee. Swings it over to Brokaw. Brokaw guarded by Moore. Really using the entire front court are both teams here. High post Shoemaker went for the steal, has to kick it out in the corner. Brokaw from 17, no good. All white jerseys underneath. And Alex Lees with his first rebound of the game. Less shots, less misses, less rebound. Squires dribbled the ball out around the right side of the key. Now backs up even farther, gets it to Lees. Got by his man, Stevenson, who went for the steal. Dumped it to Moore, backside layup, good. Lees with the assist, Moore with the layup. His first bucket in the Stars, equaling their largest lead of the evening, 13 points. Now more pressure in the backcourt. Stevenson, long pass, grabbed by Brokaw in the front court, and then picked out of his pocket. 13th turnover up to Moore. Moore has it blocked from behind. Phoenix Stevenson went in there and closed quickly. Now Guyfon dribbling. He'll take it at Squires. David lets him go. Guyfon missed the layup. Squires got the rebound. Even Squires didn't want to match up with Guyfon. Pass break the other way. Stars, couple of passes. Squires, three in the corner. It's no good. Ball is headed out of bounds. It is saved in momentarily by Connor Strite, but Central Catholic grabs it. And that'll be Phoenix Stevenson, who got tripped, and they don't call it. Central Catholic turns it over, but there should have been a foul called. And now the ball goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. And it'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. So we have been up and down the floor numerous times in the first 2 minutes. And we've got one bucket to show for it. And finally, Heidel gets to check out with that third foul. And Rowieter will check in for Coach Gavers. 11 points through 18 minutes for the Crusaders. And technically, they're still in it. Connor Strite walked with the basketball. He was trying to draw some contact on a baseline drive. And Rowieter kind of backed off of him, and Strite fell down. Just the fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic. For Kearney Catholic, the boys are back in action at St. Paul on Thursday, at Hastings St. Cecilia next Saturday. Then they've got Donovan Trumbull on the 15th. Grand Island Central Catholic will host Donovan Trumbull tomorrow and York on Tuesday. And a timeout called by GICC. 5:39 to go, third quarter. Kearney Catholic 24, the Crusaders 11. We'll be right back.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, it doesn't happen very often when the producer yawns in my ear. Even Stacy wants a little scoring in this ball game. 24-11, Kearney Catholic leading Grand Island Central Catholic. 5:35 to go in the third quarter of play. Stars trying to remain unbeaten. Crusaders just trying to find some points. And they have struggled at times this year scoring points. 34 against Northwest, 26 against Lincoln Christian. Everything else has been 45 or more. And they turn it over again. The 15th turnover. Coach Bill Gavers obviously had something drawn out, and they were trying hard to execute it. Couldn't. So the Stars get the basketball back, but we've only had 2 points scored in the third quarter, and we've played nearly 3 minutes. Lees with it. Picks his dribble up on the right wing. Gives it to Moore. Up top, Squires. Guyfon is right there. Lobs it inside and actually hit the rim, and a turnover, Kearney Catholic. Coming away with it will be Guyfon. Up the floor to Shoemaker. Riley has got to find a way to get involved. He has not scored in the game. Guyfon makes a pass to the right-hand corner. And just as he did, Brokaw turned his head and out of bounds it went. That should have been a very rare jump shot. They're going to take Guyfon out, but maybe that's not what he was supposed to do offensively, but that wasn't a bad pass at all. One of his teammates should have been able to grab that, and they didn't. coming in for Kearney Catholic, Isaac Richter, Derek Jackson, Blake Holtmeyer staying in there, Hoosman and Leese. And now the big fella, Trevor Holen, is in for Grand Island Central Catholic for Guyfon. And on the bench with three fouls is Heidelk, and Rowweeder's in for him. You still got Shoemaker and Stevenson out there along with Brokaw. Richter with it all the way out. Right side, about 28 feet away. Couple of dribbles just to make something happen. Gives it to Leese. Overload to the right side. Hoosman with it. They're trying to get it inside. Skip pass. Holtmeyer open. Three-pointer off the mark. And out of bounds. Kearney Catholic is 2 of 16 from three-point range. It's a 13-point lead, but I'm guessing Don Leese would love this game to just get over with now. It has not been pretty. Great defense. Been chalking up to great defense, but boy, nobody's been able to do anything offensively. Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball. Dribbling and dribbling and dribbling. Phoenix Stevenson gets it over to Brokaw. Brady back up, left wing, right wing. Finds some speed, gets by his man, and they're going to get a foul called on Jackson. Derek's going, I think he was already by me. And two free throws coming up here. Central Catholic only 1 of 5 from the line. Brokaw made that free throw, though. Only two players have scored for the Crusaders, Brokaw and Guyfon. And Brokaw to the line to shoot two, and the first one is on the way, and it is good. The first point of the second half comes with 3:57 to go. And Kearney Catholic has outscored GICC here in the second half, 2-1. Squires and Moore re-enter for the Stars. And Leese and Hoosman out. So everybody's got at least a break so far. Second free throw by Brokaw up. And it's bouncing around and drops. So 7 points for Brokaw. 24-13. Kearney Catholic. 3:55 to go here in the third quarter of play. Moore off the screen. Finds a seam. Left-hand dribble to the hoop and scores. Matt Moore with both buckets here in the second half for Kearney Catholic. And so after Kearney Catholic can't score for 3 minutes, GICC finally gets a couple of points, and then they answer right back. Central Catholic trying to get the ball down low. Holen doing a little dance, kicks it back out on the wing to Rowweeder, who kicks it farther back out to Stevenson. Stevenson uses his dribble, wraparound pass. Holtmeyer stole it, but Holtmeyer got him on the arm. And that'll be the second foul on Blake. Guyfon back in for the Crusaders, and Hoosman back in for the Stars. And Grand Island Central Catholic with the basketball. Stuffed in the backcourt, wraparound pass by Brokaw to Stevenson. Took a funny hop, but he corralled it. Guyfon was open. Long pass knocked away by Matt Moore, and then Guyfon got tied up with him, and Johanna will be called for his second personal foul after the Crusaders' 17th turnover. 3:10 remaining here in the third quarter. 26-13, Kearney Catholic in our boys' game. Kearney Catholic girls scored 25 in the first quarter. Two totally different games for the fans tonight. Moore across the timeline. Gives it to Derek Jackson. Left wing, Hoosman. Hoosman penetrates with the dribble into the paint. Jump pass back out to Squire. Right side to Moore. Moore looking in. Nothing there. Guyfon has really shut down that middle for the Crusader defense. Moore isolated on the right wing. One-on-one with Brokaw. Kicks it back out to Jackson. Jackson, left-hand dribble into the corner to Squires. Bounce pass, tried to force it into Hoosman, and a reach-in foul on Riley Shoemaker. That'll be the first on Shoemaker, and the third foul of the half on Grand Island Central Catholic. Speaking of half, halftime in the Cotton Bowl, Texas A&M 14 and Oklahoma 13. You'll hear the second half of that after the Kearney High Lincoln Northeast boys game on ESPN. As Squires drains a three, his second of the ball game, the Stars had missed 10 in a row. And Squires hits that one to put them up by 16, 29, 13. And breaking the press, good pass, Shoemaker gets it over the left wing. Brokaw's 12-footer no good. Guyfon with the rebound, and on the putback attempt, he'll be fouled. What kind of a night has it been? That was Johanna Guyfon's first rebound. This kid averages double digits in boards, and that's his first of the night. There just hadn't been anything there for him to get. The foul is on Isaac Richter, his second. Guyfond to the line to shoot two, and the first one is in and out, no good. Lease and Strife back in for the Stars, who are 10-0 on the season after last night's win against Wood River. Central Catholic has won four of their last five to get to 6-4. And now, after all the substitutions get settled on the floor, Guyfond to shoot his second free throw. It's on the way, and that short rebound comes down to Alex Lease, so Guyfond has not had success at the line. Mighty's 0-4. He has 6 points. The other seven belong to Brady Brokaw. And here's a hand check foul on the Crusaders as the drive begins. And we're going to have a timeout by Coach Bill Gavers. The foul is on Brady Brokaw, his first timeout on the floor with 2:03 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Kearney Catholic 29, Grand Island Central Catholic 13. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and right here at the concession stand at Kearney Capital. Right,
Roses
back.
For You makes it easy to pick just the right gift. The floral arrangements, the cards, balloons for any occasion. Roses for You is your party shop, too. From chocolate fountains to nacho cheese fountains to margarita fountains. Tables, chairs, decorations for your party, or even your next convention that the boss puts you in charge of. Ask about weddings by Roses for You. Stop in at Roses for You, not just a florist, but a solution. Roses for You, open daily at 937 South Locust or 24/7 at Roses for You.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9, KPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, and Gibbon, along with the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. 2:02 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic up 29-13 over Grand Island Central Catholic. Lease drives and kicks it out to Moore into the paint, 360, and they're going to say no. Calling for a walk, seventh turnover. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Boys 52, Lincoln Northeast 33 at the end of the third quarter. That's currently on ESPN 1460. The Kearney girls lost 38-35. Kearney Catholic girls won tonight here over GICC 76-32. Pressure on. Guyfond hits the cutter. Riley Shoemaker down to the baseline. Jumper from 15 is off the mark that time by Brokaw. Rebound brought down by Alex Lease, and he is fouled on the baseline. That'll be the fifth foul of the half. And the third foul on Johanna Guyfond. Guyfond has 6, Brokaw has 7, and that's all 13 for the Crusaders. As Moore brings it across the timeline. Over to Lease, working on Stevenson off the pick. He'll get rid of it quickly. Hoosman swings it over to Squires, and long 3. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Brady Brokaw. There was a little contact after the shot between Squires and Guyfond, and Squires lost his balance, and that takes quite a pretty good contact to do it. At the other end, a three-pointer that goes in and out off the glass. No good for Rowheeder. Their first attempted three here of this half, and the rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman, his fourth. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Skip pass over to Lease. Well out of the left wing, back out to midcourt to Squires. Squires puts it on his hip. They might melt the final minute. Over to Moore. I don't think they want to, though. Coach Lee says, let's get moving. Over to Hoosman. Playing keep away here. Spread floor. It's man-to-man defense. Trying to make sure Hoosman doesn't do anything with it. Back out to Squires. All the way at midcourt. Guyfond's on him, too. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic so far has outscored Central Catholic 7-2 in the quarter, and Central Catholic's points are on free throws. Down to 20 seconds. Moore now brings it out to midcourt. Matt Moore hands it off to Lease. Down to 10 seconds. Lease on the right wing. They clear it out one-on-one against Stevenson. Picks his dribble up. Now skip pass over to Squires with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Squires going to have to force up a three-pointer. He does, and it's no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 29, Grand Island Central Catholic 13. We'll have the fourth quarter after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
8 minutes of basketball left to go here at Cope Gymnasium. I want to thank Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. Numbers offensively not good. Defensively probably quite a bit better in the game. Nobody's in double figures. Alex Lees has 9 points to lead all scorers. 29-13, Kearney Catholic gets the ball to start the fourth quarter, and they have the lead. With the basketball is Strike. Up top to Alex Leakes. Over to Matt Moore. Original five on the floor there for the Stars. On the right wing, Strike draws some contact, kicks it back out to Squires. Over to Matt Moore against the Crusader man-to-man defense. Coach Bill Gaver's trying to find out why they can't get anything going in this chess match. Over to Squires and back out to Moore. Very patient offense. Squires gets it over to Leakes. He got tripped up and had to throw the ball up for grabs. The Stars grab it, though. Hoosman to left-hand corner. A little sag, daring him to shoot the ball. Kearney Catholic has possessed it for the first 50 seconds here in the fourth quarter of play. Lease, long three off the mark, no good. 3 of 20 from downtown for the Stars. Guy Fawn with his second rebound of the game. Up the floor to Brokaw. Brady between the circles. All the way out, forced to midcourt. Gets it over to Stevenson. Brokaw lobs it down to Kaifon, makes a great catch. They're going to say he got fouled before he could put up the layup. They'd rather have the layup. Everybody in the gymnasium would rather have the layup. And no free throws coming up. The foul on Matt Moore, his first, fourth team foul. Holtmeyer in, and Connor Streit out. But Streit and Hoosman have not been their normal offensive productive selves. Inbounds Shoemaker. Neither's he. He hadn't scored. Shot no good off the quick inbounds, and the rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. That is his fifth, tying Matt Moore for the team high in boards. But Riley Shoemaker has no points. Brian Hoosman has two. 29-13 Stars. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter of play. Matt Moore. See, there's an open three he did not take. Gives it to Squires. So now it's getting to the point where there's so little shooting that they're missing a few as Holtmeyer dumps it down to Lease. On the low block, not there. Out to Squires for three. It's no good. Backside rebound grabbed by the Crusaders. And pushing the ball up the floor is Harry Heidelk, who's back in after sitting on the bench in the third quarter with three fouls. Now some miscommunication, and the ball goes behind the Crusader teammate. 18th turnover for Central Catholic. I've got Kearney Catholic 4-7 in the basketball game. Don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have the final stats, chat with the coach, and get you on to your weekend. Don't forget, Kearney High currently playing Lincoln Northeast on ESPN 1460, followed by the rest of the Cotton Bowl, which A&M leads at half over Oklahoma 14-13, and we've got a foul deep in the corner as Squires went to rub off the screen and attack the bucket. Somebody ran over Lease over there, and it's Guy Fawn, and that'll be the fourth on Johanna and the sixth team foul. Checking in, Trevor Holen and John Rowweeder. Checking out, Heidelk and Guy Fawn. Johanna hasn't had a game like this year, I don't think. and it's a little frustrating. Inbounds pass to Lease. Alex lobs it backside. They just grabbed the jersey of Blake Holtmeyer. There was no backside help with Guy Fawn out of the game, and Phoenix Stevenson just grabbed the jersey of Holtmeyer, and he'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Blake, 2 of 2 at the line, has 4 points in the game. Those all came in the first half. Holtmeyer takes quite a bit of time at the free throw line, puts it up, and it is no good. Shoemaker will grab his 5th rebound. That leads the way for the Crusaders. Up the floor they come, outlet pass right wing to Roeder. Still everything out high, trying to find something inside, and they would have had it because Holland rolled off his double team and both stars popped out to the guard position, but the ball was knocked out of bounds. And so Central Catholic will have to throw it in. Squires comes out for a breather, and Richter is in. Guy Fawn back in for the Crusaders. Working on Holtmeyer. Here's a 3 on the way, no good by Roeder. Long rebound grab by Stevenson. Gets it down on the baseline, but Guy Fawn was standing out of bounds. So turnover number 19 on GICC. Unlike most games I've seen in a long, long time, Central Catholic has not scored a field goal in the second half. Matt Moore on the right wing. Gives it off the corner to Holtmeyer. Back up to Richter. Bounce pass. Overload right side. Lease fakes it one way. Kicks it the other. Guzman now has it back out between the circles to Lease. Lease working on Brokaw into the paint. Kicks it out to Richter. Trying to get Guy Fawn out of the paint so that they can drive. Lease right side has to put it over Guy Fawn. It's in and out. It bounces around. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Riley Shoemaker, and it looked like Lease trying to reach back and grab the ball is called for the foul. That'll be the second on Alex and the 15th foul on Kearney Catholic. 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter, and nobody has scored. It's 29-13. Full court pressure on. Central Catholic drops it into Brady Brokaw, and he'll bring it up one-on-one with Matt Moore. Brokaw with a left-hand dribble, brings it across the timeline, gives it off to Stevenson. Lease went for the steal, didn't get it. Here's a 3-pointer for John Roeder. It comes up short. Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Central Catholic 0 of 6 from beyond the arc. Lease brings it down. Nobody guarded him. He ran right into a defender, though, when he got around Guy Fawn, and the ball sailed out of bounds. So the shot came up well short. No foul. And the ball belongs to Central Catholic. Earlier tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic lost the girls' game to Kearney Catholic, 76-32. 13 points for Allie Prasoski all in the first half. 12 for Bailey Sokolowski, 11 for Theron Baum, 10 for Michaela Mestel. For Central Catholic, 8 each for Kelsey Scheel and Megan Krychek. And now a timeout has been called on the floor by Grand Island Central Catholic. They'll have one remaining. 4:34 to go in our game, 29-13, Kearney Catholic leading. We'll be right back.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
For some reason, I have a feeling this might be the least listened to podcast in our station's history. 29-13 with 4:34 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic with the lead. It looks like they'll go to 11-0. And Grand Island Central Catholic with the ball. And they have to play again tomorrow night against Donovan Trumbull, who likes to play this defensive style of ball. Roeder gets it up to Guy Fawn. Richter on him, puts it on the floor, gets by a man, runs over a second man, and that's a charge, and that's it for Guy Fawn. Lease was kind of standing there, and Guy Fawn couldn't get away from him, and Johanna fouls out. Alex Lees hasn't felt a hit like that since Adam Central game. For Johanna tonight, he's one of only two players to score for Grand Island Central Catholic. All six of his points were in the first half. He had two rebounds in the ball game, and he will leave us with 4:16 to go. And checking in, Brent Weems will check into the ball game. He was in briefly in the first half. And Kearney Catholic with the basketball. They're not doing anything offensively either. They have only 7 points in the second half. It was 22-11 at halftime. And they had to go on a little spurt to do that. Richter between the circles with it. Swings it over to Hoosman on the right side. Right now, you just got to be content to watch that clock run because nothing's going to happen in these last 4 minutes that's going to change the outcome of this game. Down on the low post to Hoosman. He's double-teamed up and in. Wake up the score clock, keeper. The scoreboard operator, Brian Hoosman, lays it up and in for his second bucket. He's got 4 points. 31-13, Kearney Catholic. With it is Stevenson out of center circle here for GICC. We kid because we care. Both these teams have more victories than we are ever going to see in a lot of folks. And a foul call at the other end as the Stars went for the steal. It's on Matt Moore, his second, sixth team foul. You can only hope we don't have a lot of free throws down the stretch here because after this, both teams are in the bonus. David Squires, Connor Strike back in. Lease and Moore are out there, along with Hoosman, so the original five for the Stars, GICC. They've got a mix and match as the inbounds pass comes for a short jumper. Brokaw had a good look at the seven-footer, rolls off the rim. It's just going to be fate tonight. Alex Lease has it. Central Catholic just wants to get a bucket to say that they didn't get shut out in the second half. They've got two Brokaw free throws. That is it in the entire second half. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Squires with it, spreading the floor over to Matt Moore with 3 minutes to go. 31-13 Stars. Lowest output for Kearney Catholic by far as well. Skip the pass through the paint. That time they make a dangerous pass. Something crazy over to Hoosman. Back up top they go to Alex Lease. 2:45 to go in the game. Moore looking inside. Trying to get posted up, but nothing there. Now driving the right baseline. Hoosman makes a short pass. It's deflected, and it's grabbed by Squires' left corner. Out to Connor Strike, who's content to dribble it back out between the circles. High post, Hoosman right back to him to Moore. 2:20 to go in the game. 31-13, Kearney Catholic. And now the Stars are just going to hold the ball. Connor Strike has it at midcourt, and nobody's out on him. He's just going to hold the ball. He's got the same feeling everybody else does. Let's get this over with. Now finally coming out with some pressure is Rowweeder. The Stars move again. 2 minutes to go. Stars have eaten up over a minute on this possession. Hold of the ball, Connor Strike. One dribble in the left-hand corner to Hoosman. Hoosman back up top trying to cut his lease. Right there on him is Stevenson. Connor Strike with it again. They're going to just lob it into Hoosman because they're bored, and they overshoot him, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Steal made by Shoemaker. Another chance here for the Crusaders. They're starting to run out of opportunities with a minute 30 to go. Stevenson up top. Phoenix over to the right wing. Three-pointer on the way. Weeds, how about the kid off the bench? And a timeout by Grand Island Central Catholic. The first field goal of the second half for Central Catholic comes with 1:23 to go, and it comes from Brett Weens, who's played all of about 2 minutes. So the three-pointer is also the first of the night. 1:23 remains in the game. It is 31-16, Kearney Catholic. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports tomorrow, the Amherst Wrestling Invitational Finals at approximately 4:30. Larry Baker will join me. Amherst, the three-time defending champion, third-ranked Plainview, and some of the top teams in the area will be on hand. Our next basketball Tuesday, Ravenna at Minden, 6 and 8 o'clock. Next Thursday, Kearney Catholic at St. Paul. Here on Classic Hits, Kearney High will host Omaha Benson. The Kearney boys win tonight 70-56 over Lincoln Northeast. The Kearney girls fell 38-35. A minute 20 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 31, Grand Island Central Catholic 16, and that's because they just made a three-pointer. Matt Moore with it. Crusaders going to try and finish strong here. Jackson Buck back in. They're going to keep the intensity up, not just stand around. Coach Gavers, I'm sure, saying, let's go play these final 90 seconds like we played the first 90 seconds. As Lees drives in, leaves it underneath. There's Hoosman, catch and shoot, and he'll score. 6 points for Hoosman, 33-16 Stars, 45 seconds to go. The Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up here on Classic Hits. Final stats, chat with Coach and more. With it is Roe Wiener. Picks his dribble up top. Squires on him, making sure he doesn't get the pass forward. He'll have to kick it out on the wing. Driving the baseline. Here's some room, and Matt Moore made contact with Roe Wiener, who's going to get to go to the line and shoot a 1-1 with 26 seconds to go. Again, Kearney High basketball finishing up on ESPN Radio. That'll be followed by the second half of the Cotton Bowl, which Texas A&M leads over Oklahoma 14-13. And at the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1 is John Rowweeder, and it is too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by David Squires. Central Catholic 3 of 10 at the line, and the Stars trying to just dribble out the time here. Squires gets it across the timeline, trying to play keep away. Matt Moore back to Squires. 10 seconds to go, and the Stars dribble it around, and Kearney Catholic will stay undefeated at 11-0. Grand Island Central Catholic will fall to 6-5 with the lowest scoring game of the season. Kearney Catholic 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 16. We'll be back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie.
And I'm Dr. Laura. At Carrie Chiropractic, we will help you to move more, live healthy, and feel better.
We are certified specialists in kinesiotaping, sports injury, and injury prevention.
And at our brand new and expanded clinic on Broadwell and Forest, we are better equipped to provide care specific to your needs and your activity level.
We are open to serve you 6 days a week with convenient hours.
So check us out on the web at letsgetbackup.com.
And see what's happening at Carrie Chiropractic on Facebook.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where Kearney Catholic remains undefeated on the season, sweeping Grand Island Central Catholic in two different fashions, winning the girls' game 76-32, and winning the boys' game 33-16 against Grand Island Central Catholic. The boys now are a perfect 11-0. The girls are 12-0 and are off until two road games next week, which we will have both here on Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday at St. Paul, Saturday afternoon at Hastings St. Cecilia. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco's. And we'll take a look at the final numbers right after this timeout.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher's Click.
Move out of the way. Is that Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Mexico Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final stats of the ball game. In this low-scoring defensive struggle, Grand Island Central Catholic went nearly 16 minutes without a bucket. They scored a bucket with 47 seconds to go in the second quarter and did not make another one until a minute 23 to go in the fourth quarter of play when Brent Weens came off the bench and hit the three, the only bucket of the second half of the Crusaders. Phoenix Stevenson, 5 rebounds and a block. Brady Brokaw, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Harry Heidelk, 4 rebounds. Brett Weens hit the three-point bucket. Riley Shoemaker was shut out. He had 6 rebounds. Johanna Guyfond, 6 points, 2 rebounds. And Trevor Holland, 1 block. 10 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Crusaders, 1 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half of play. And turnovers, 12 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Grand Island Central Catholic had 11 points at halftime and were held to 5 in the second half. 16 points, 19 rebounds, 3 out of 10 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 19 turnovers for Grand Island Central Catholic as they fall to 6-5 on the season. And the Crusaders will be at home tomorrow against Donovan Trumbull and at home Tuesday against York. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Brian Hoosman, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Derek Jackson, 2 points. Connor Strite, 1 rebound. David Squires hit a pair of threes, 6 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Alex Leese, a game high, 9 points, 5 rebounds. And Isaac Richter had 2 points. 13 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic was 2 of 13 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in each half. Kearney Catholic had 22 points at halftime, 11 in the second half, and the Stars finished with 33 points, 23 rebounds. 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 21 from 3-point land, 1 block and 8 turnovers. But it's good enough to go to 11-0 with a 33-16 win over Grand Island Central Catholic. And Coach Don Leese joins us here in the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, have you ever been a part of something like this where both teams were this low scoring and defense dominated the night?
Well, you know, it's one of those, Doug, that I told our kids it's either going to be one of these things where we're going to be able to push it up and down, which I highly doubt it. But I said, you're going to have to probably grind this one out, guys, because I said they're not going to want to push it. They send two guys to the boards, and then they have three guys back every time. And I said, you know, we're going to have to probably grind this one out, take your time on the offensive part of things. And when things are struggling for them offensively, you know, you win by 17, and it's one of those games you just go, well, it's not how we really wanted to do it, but it's a win.
You played last night against Wood River the last time I saw you, 82-46 over Amherst.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a little disappointed because you thought there were some things you needed to do better. Can you compare and contrast the two games? Did you think that you guys did better tonight, even though the score was 33-16?
Defensively, that's what we really concentrated on this week. And I thought defensively, you know, last night, you know, we were up 44-17 at halftime. Defensively, we played exceptionally well. And I thought tonight we played defense really well tonight. And that's something that we really focused on. I said, guys, you know, at times the offense looks pretty and you get up and down and you score 70 points, which, you know, I would love to get in an up-tempo game with a lot of people. But I knew tonight probably we were not going to get in an up-tempo game. And, you know, our defense played well.
Is there anything, I'll ask you a fan question, is there anything you could have done to try and push the pace to, it could have resulted in more turnovers, but was there ever a point where you said, you know what, we're going to try something different?
You know, we came out and pressed, we ran, you know, three different presses at them, tried to speed up the game and so on and so forth. The thing that they do a good job is when they turn it over, it's always, it's a turnover going to the basket. You know, and you can't transition on that because then they have two guys that get back and stuff. If we could get some turnovers out front and stuff, you know, where we could, you know, run the court, that's a little different. But when we got the turnovers, there's a lot of times it was, you know, they either threw the ball out of bounds or it was going towards the basket and stuff. You know, we had some good looks. They didn't go down for us. You know, I'll take Squires wide open on a three ball a lot of times. And, you know, he struggled a little bit on the shooting. He hit a couple, but he had some really good looks. And I told him, I want you shooting those. You know, you're going to hit them, and I have confidence in you.
Well, if I had Johanna Guyfon on me all night, I think I may be a little distracted about my shooting as well.
Yeah.
You're on the road next week at St. Paul, at St. Cecilia. This will be a different St. Cecilia ball club, but they're still going to be scary. St. Paul has struggled. What about next week?
You know, St. Paul's got some athletes. They like to get up and down. You know, we're going to have to, you know, we go up there to play, and we're going to have to be ready to play. We go to St. Cecilia on Saturday. Caesar's back for them. So, you know, that's a good thing for St. Cecilia because he's a heck of a ball player. And he's done a great job. Kevin's done a really good job with those guys when he had his best basketball player out. And, you know, he had some freshmen step up and some sophomores step up for him. So it's going to be two games that we're going to have to be ready to play. You look at the records and people go, oh, no, you know, you're just playing this team and this team. But they got some talent. Both teams have some talent. We're going to have to be ready to play next week.
All right, both games here on Classic Hits Thursday night and Saturday afternoon. Don, congratulations on the win. We'll see you then.
All right, thank you, Doug.
That's Don Lease, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. We're going to get a chance here to talk to Rob Misick, who we always get a chance to talk to, one of the assistant coaches from Grand Island Central Catholic. And win or lose, we always get a chance to talk to the Crusader coaches. They get to play their next two games at home. By the way, Kearney Catholic boys, after those two games, they've got a three-game homestand. Donovan Trumbull, Gibbon, McCook, all teams that have winning records. And Coach Misick joins us here. And I guess, Rob, I know there's times where you guys have played 28, 22 type of ball games, but have you ever seen a struggle quite like this?
No, in 16 years on the coaching staff, I really haven't, and I was awful proud of our defensive effort to hold a Kearney Catholic team with this much firepower to 33 points. It's pretty good, but you're not going to win many ball games scoring 16 points.
What was the problem, I guess, in from your perspective?
We turned the ball over too much, and Kearney Catholic's athletic. We didn't handle their half-court trap and their press very well, and we weren't very aggressive against it. Just passing was poor tonight, and Kearney Catholic's too good, and they're going to make you pay every time you turn the ball over.
This would be most times tough to overcome. You see, if a team scores 16 points, they're 0-10. You guys are not 0-10. You're 6-5. You've got some more tough games coming up. Donovan, probably going to be a pace like this maybe tomorrow night, maybe not quite like this, but they're not going to want to score 90 on you. You got York. Where do you go after this?
Well, I think tomorrow at shoot-around, you've just got to tell the guys, hey, you've got to trust training, what you've done in the offseason, what we've done in the first couple months of practice, and just get back to playing fundamental basketball. And you can't dwell on this with a good Donovan team coming in, obviously. We've just got to play with confidence tomorrow and move past this. So we've got a bulk of the season ahead of us, and there's all of our major goals in front of us still.
All right, buddy. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll see you again soon. And go get 16 in the first quarter tomorrow. That'll wake them up.
You know what? That'd be just what the doctor ordered. Good to see you, Doug.
Thanks, buddy. Robbie Sick, assistant coach, Grand Island Central Catholic, always gracious to join us, win or lose. And tonight, it just didn't go well, something you don't see very often. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports wishing you a happy new year, thanking you for your business, and looking forward to serving you and all of the area schools in 2013. Misco Sports will be better equipped for the games you play. The Kearney High boys beat Lincoln Northeast tonight by a score of 70-56. The Kearney High girls lost to Lincoln Northeast 38-35. Minden girls beat Ainsworth tonight 64-52. Ainsworth girls have been outstanding, but Minden wins that tonight. Another score for you from the area. Don't forget right now on ESPN, it is the Cotton Bowl. They are in the second half. Texas A&M has scored early. It's A&M 21, Oklahoma 13, 10.5 to go, third quarter of the Cotton Bowl on ESPN. NFL playoffs for Saturday and Sunday on ESPN. And our next sports action tomorrow, the Amherst Wrestling Invitational, getting underway approximately 4:30 with the finals. Next week, we've got plenty of basketball. Tuesday, Ravenna at Minden, Kearney Catholic at St. Paul. Thursday, Kearney Catholic at St. Cecilia. Saturday, and a to-be-determined game for Friday. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Again, the final of the boys' game, the Stars 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 16. Good night.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin.